LA Times poll, 65% of Americans oppose Biden's catch and release into U.S. for border crossers, illegal aliens. By John Binder on December 16, 2022. A majority of Americans oppose President Joe Biden's expansive catch-and-release network releasing tens of thousands of border crossers into American towns and cities every month, a new poll finds. According to the latest Los Angeles Times/YouGov poll, 65% of Americans said Biden's Department of Homeland Security DHS, ought to be either detaining border crossers and illegal aliens or immediately deporting them to their native countries after they arrive at the United States-Mexico border. Fewer than 2 in 10 Americans said they support Biden's catch-and-release network. Of that 65% majority, 42% said border crossers and illegal aliens should be required to wait out their asylum hearings in their native country, while 23% said they should be detained in the United States while awaiting their asylum hearings. Notably, nearly 6 in 10 Hispanic Americans said border crossers and illegal aliens should be detained in the U.S. or deported to their native countries while awaiting their hearings. Only 26% said they support releasing new arrivals into the United States interior. Biden's catch-and-release network is so unpopular that even a majority of registered Democrats, 53%, said they want to see border crossers and illegal aliens detained or deported. Fewer than 3 in 10 Democrats said they support the Biden policy. The majority of swing voters, 59%, and of Republicans, 86%, said they oppose Biden's catch-and-release network. From February 2021 to October 2022, estimates indicate that Biden's DHS has released some 1.4 million border crossers and illegal aliens into American towns and cities while they await their asylum hearings, which could take years. This figure is in addition to the roughly 600,000 illegal aliens who are known to have successfully crossed the border. The estimates indicate that the number of border crossers and illegal aliens who are known to have entered the United States interior under Biden is more than 17 times the population of West Palm Beach, Florida, and exceeds the populations of 14 states. As Breitbart News reported, a recent investigation by the Heritage Foundation revealed that American taxpayer-funded non-governmental organizations, NGOs, contracted by the Biden administration are helping to send border crossers and illegal aliens to every state in the nation via buses and flights. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.